Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Grimes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bump Hadley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bump Hadley. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schuelt. McNair reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes strikes out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground for a single. Schultz moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes strikes out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schultz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Hebert now pitching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hebert covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.